Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has picked a global warming skeptic and staunch ally of the fossil fuel industry to head the country's Environmental Protection Agency. His choice, Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt, has been a key critic of President Obama's plan to address climate change by slashing carbon emissions from the nation's power plants. Late Thursday, Mr. Trump continued his thank you tour with a rally in Des Moines, Iowa.
In filling my cabinet, I'm looking for people who fully understand the meaning of service and who are committed to advancing the common good.
Mr. Trump said he took the occasion of honoring Americans who have been part of the armed services, pledged to improve the U.S. military readiness. Powerful 7.8 magnitude earthquake hit off the coast of the Solomon Islands today. No immediate reports of casualties, and a tsunami warning for a wide swath of the South Pacific was later lifted. Quake also struck off the coast of northern U.S. state of California. The 6.5 magnitude Tremor hit in the Pacific Ocean. That's about 400 kilometers northwest of San Francisco. There was no immediate reports of damage or injuries. Main challenger of Ghana's presidential election has said he is confident of victory, but called on supporters to give the Electoral Commission more time to do its work. Nana Akufo-Addo spoke to supporters in Accra as the Electoral Commission slowly released provisional results from Wednesday's election. Incumbent President John Mahama and his ruling NDC party have not conceded defeat. This is VOA News. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says the Syrian government has stopped all active military operations in eastern Aleppo in advance of meetings between the U.S. and Russian military experts on the situation in the city. Jan Egeland, senior advisor to the U.N. envoy for Syria, said at a press briefing that Syria has given the U.N. permission to enter eastern Aleppo, but the organization is unable to deliver aid to the city if there is no pause in fighting.
We need, I would say, 48 hours, and then we are able to provide food for 150,000 people. It's there in West Aleppo. It's like crossing from east to west in Geneva.
Meantime, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says he's hopeful about a potential ceasefire agreement with Russia to end fighting in Aleppo. A U.N. human rights monitor has warned that ethnic cleansing is underway in parts of South Sudan and warned the country is on the brink of a genocide. After a 10-day visit to South Sudan, Yasmin Suka, head of a U.N. Human Rights Council team, said people are being displaced from their homes through a process of starvation, gang rape, and the burning of villages. On Thursday, panelists gathered by the United States Institute of Peace and the Holocaust Memorial Museum here in Washington discussed how to prevent mass atrocities in South Sudan, where many observers have said the type of violence is being used for ethnic cleansing. John Glenn, the first U.S. astronaut to orbit Earth, has died. He was 95. He passed away Thursday, more than a week after being admitted to Ohio State University's James Cancer Hospital. President Obama issued a statement saying that with Mr. Glenn's passing, our nation has lost an icon, and Michelle and I have lost a friend. President-elect Donald Trump took to Twitter to react to Glenn's passing. He tweeted, "Today we lost a great pioneer of air and space in John Glenn." Glenn also served for many years as a U.S. Senator from the state of Ohio, and when he was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom, Glenn had this to say.
For many, many thousands of years, people had looked up and wondered, had been curious about what was up there. Now, we must consider ourselves among the most fortunate of all generations, for we have lived at a time when the dream became a reality.
Astronaut and Senator John Glenn, dead at 95. For more on that story and the rest of the hour's news, check out our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.